Father, what do you want to say about magnifying your love tonight? Just rest and receive. Rest and receive my love. Just focus on me, for I am love. Now focus on my heart. Ask me to show you my heart that I have for you right now. I want you to come closer to me. When you draw near to me, what happens? I draw near to you. So will you come a little closer? You know what happens when you magnify my love? It silences the fears, the worries, the anxieties, the fretting. Is that what you want? For my word says that perfect love casts out fear. For fear has torment. There's no torment in heaven, is there? But oh, is there love? Ask me to show you what love looks like in heaven. Remember, heaven is a supernatural place. I'm supernatural. That makes my love supernatural, doesn't it? Tonight, you're going to understand more about my agape love that I have just for you. My love is consistent. My love is dependable. My love protects you. Ask me to show you how my love protects you right now. My love surrounds you. My love goes ahead of you. my love is within you. My love provides for you. You want to see what that looks like? Ask. My love gives you peace. My love is forgiving. My love is kind. My love keeps no record of wrong. Do you like that? Imagine if you never kept any track of the wrong that you ever did. How freeing would that be? Would you agree my love is patient? My love is purposeful and intentional. You know, my love is creative. Ask me how so. My love is encouraging. It's also comforting. Would you say my love is a blessing? Why? My love is anointed. My love heals. My love has changed your life, hasn't it? Think back 10 years ago to the things you were afraid to do, but now you're able to do them. Why? Because of my love. My love never fails. There's no end to it, is there? Everything I ask you to do with me, don't you think I want you to do it in love? That means you can do it fear-free. How would that feel? But most of all, the love that I have for you, because of a relationship, isn't it? A loving relationship. Did you know I love you perfectly? All the love that I give you is perfect love. I don't hold back. I'm not withholding my love, am I? I've given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. And that includes my love. Good news is you don't have to perform for me to love you. Simply just need to receive. One way to receive is simply say, thank you. You're welcome. When I tell you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, love is the fuel. Love doesn't hesitate, but fear does. Love is bold and courageous, isn't it? There's times I just want you to be in my presence and receive my love. And this is one of those moments. Simply be and receive my love. How's it feel to just be with me? I'm not asking you to do anything. Just be my beloved child. you get to experience my loving presence at any time. There's no striving to receive my love. You know what helps? Opening up your heart to receive. When you do that, you can receive healing. You can receive freedom. You can receive deliverance. You can even receive my joy right now and my loving presence. You want that? Just ask me for my joy. There are times of refreshing in my joyful presence. This is all part of my love that I have for you. I've been magnifying my love to you, haven't I? Been focused on me, you've been listening to me in your heart, haven't you? The more that you narrow your focus, the more that you will magnify my love. Over the next few minutes, I just suggest that you ask the Lord to reveal to you new revelations of his love that he's never shared with you before. And then just soak in his loving presence, listening to this music. Thank you. Father, we just thank you for revealing to us more and more of the love that you have for us individually. Holy Spirit, I pray that you help us to magnify that love in our lives so that we can be free from the fears and the worries, anxieties, and frettings. Remind us, Holy Spirit, of the feelings that we truly have in Christ, of the feelings that are felt in heaven, and those other negative feelings, that's what's felt in hell. So when we're asked, how do we feel? Just remind us of the feelings in heaven, because we're seated together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. Father, I thank you that as we just choose to linger in your presence now for a few more minutes, that you're just preparing us for sweet sleep, prophetic dreams, just a time of refreshing in your presence. So when we wake up tomorrow, we will be refreshed and we get to share the goodness of God with others. So Holy Spirit, thank you for anointing this time. Thank you for anointing this soaking prayer. Jesus, we wouldn't have this without you. We thank you for your sacrifice. We thank you that as you hung on the cross with your arms wide open, you were saying, I love you this much. And we thank you and praise you and give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. I encourage you to just linger for the next few minutes, just listening to this anointed music, just focus and magnifying God's love right now.